Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Welcome to New Charis Ministries live broadcasts. Thank you for tuning in and thank you for coming. Shall we pray as we are about to listen to the word of God? Shall we pray? Father, we thank you for the gift of life and we thank you, O God, that you've made it possible for us to listen to your word once again. As your word cometh forth, may you prepare our heart, our mind, our body to understand and benefit, O God, from your word. May you make it possible, O God, for us to receive and for your word to be accomplished in our lives. In the name of Jesus, we pray. Amen. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. I hope you are doing wonderfully well today, and you are definitely going to be blessed. Today, I'm speaking on the topic, Teach Us to Number Our Days. Teach Us to Number Our Days. And our main text is taken from Psalm 90, verse 12. I read, "So teach us to number our days that we may apply our hearts unto wisdom." Hallelujah. That we may apply our hearts unto wisdom. The writer is making a petition unto God for him to let him know that his life is but few. So God should always help him to remember that his life on this earth is short, that he should use his time and his resources well. He says that teach us to number our days. Why must we learn to number our days? Hallelujah. If we have life in abundance and our life will not cease, then we need not to number the days of our lives because we have life in abundance. But this psalmist acknowledges that our life is not in abundance. But today we are here and tomorrow we are not. Which means that our lives is like a shadow. It does not last forever. Our life today it is in season and tomorrow it is out of season. And that is the very reason why he's saying that God should teach him to number the days of his life. So one, why is he saying so and why must we learn to number the days of our life? We need to learn the days of our life because every person that is born has a given period to live on this earth. Hallelujah. We will not live forever. So when you are born, some will be on this earth for 90 years, some for 20, some for 30, some for 100, some for 80. And I hear you shouting amen for 80, 100, and the rest. Yes. Yes. You are shouting for it because you don't know the number of years or days you have on this earth. And that is the mystery that God has hidden from man, that we may not know. Although in scripture, we can read Genesis chapter 6, verse 3. "And the Lord said, my spirit shall not always strive with man, for that he also is flesh. Yet his days shall be 120 years. Hallelujah. So originally, God gave us 120 years. But because of sin, when we read Psalm 90, verse 10, Psalm 90, verse 10, it said, the days of our years are 70 years and 10. And if by reason of strength they are 80 years, yet is their strength labor and sorrow, for it is soon cut off and will fly away. Hallelujah. So we need to learn, hallelujah, we need to learn and to number the days of our life, because our life will soon be cut off and fly away. So everybody, no matter how you are, how special you are, how important you are, how gifted you are in the ministry of the gospel of our Lord Jesus Christ, there is a day that your life will be cut off and you'll be no more. It will fly away. So for that purpose, you need to learn how to number the days of your life. Hallelujah. Because you don't have it in abundance. And even with the life that you have, the specific years that you are going to spend on this earth, you don't know. So you need to learn to number it so that you live your life as if the one that you are having now, the one that me and you are having today, that you can hear me, you can listen to me, we can all dance and clap and enjoy, is your last. That is how you live it. And with that mentality, it helps you to prioritize and do the right things and the most important things first. Hallelujah. And in knowing that you have a specific period to live on this world, on this earth, it also gives you that kind of remembrance that after you have left this earth, there's something that awaits you. And that is the very reason why you need to learn how to number your days, so that you will prepare towards the afterlife. After the life on this earth, there's judgment. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. So you need to learn to number the days of your life, because you have a time to lead on this year, on this earth. Hallelujah. Number two, the word of God commands us to number the days of our life because mankind often numbers the wrong things. Hallelujah. Says, because the psalmist will not say that, teach us how to number the days of our lives or our days. It is because as human beings, our focus in life can be shifted. We misplace our priorities. And at the end of the day, we are not able to focus on the most important things. So when you look at our life now, instead of focusing on God and living for Christ, we have misplaced our priorities, and we have rather placed on top of our priorities things that will just let us enjoy on this earth, and that is it. But God wishes that we will prosper, and even as we prosper and enjoy life here, we still make it to heaven. Hallelujah. So our main focus is making it onto heaven. We run a race on this earth, and the race, the finish line, is making it into heaven. So in making a petition to God for God to let you know how to, you know, number the days of your life, it is also means that you want God to help you so that you can finish the race well. You will not put priorities on things that will not make you finish the race well. Hallelujah. In every race, you see some people when they are doing about 10 or 12 laps, some people will use all their energies in the first two rounds. And after the first two rounds, you see them getting tired. And at the end of the day, they either drop off the way or they become last in the race. But those who have learned to number their days, tactfully run the race in such a way that they will be able to finish and win a prize. Hallelujah. So the life that we live in is a life that we need to live strategically according to the will and the mercies of God. Hallelujah. We do not own our life, and for that matter, we need to live our life according to the one that holds the manual of our lives. Every gadget that you buy comes with a manual. And the manual teaches you how to use, you know, the gadget, the energy level, consumption level, the energy requirement of the gadget, and everything about the gadget, troubleshooting and everything. And that is the same way with man. Man also have a manual, and our manual is in Christ, and our manual is in the scriptures. Hallelujah. So we need to know how strategically we can run the race, and you will never know the strategic plan of running the race so that you may win a prize if you are not closer to scripture, to the Bible. Hallelujah. So people have misplaced priorities, and their focus is on making money. Their focus is to polish their earthly bodies and spend thousands and millions on their earthly bodies to shape it, to have, you know, hips, to have boobs, to have this and everything, and their focus is on this earthly body. Why? Because it is not just only, but also to win. It is the tool of winning men with big money, men who are rich. So for that matter, instead of investing in things that will secure them a place in heaven, they invest on their bodies. I am not saying that do not keep yourself well. I'm not saying do not exercise to keep yourself active and strong, but I'm saying that putting all your effort on beautifying your earthly bodies without prioritizing on your spiritual growth is a misplaced priority, and you may not win a prize on the day of judgment. You may not even finish the race to be accounted among the people who will even be given certificates. Just certificates. Hallelujah. So we should not misplace our priorities, but we should learn to number the days of our lives. The days of our lives are few, and if we do not number it well, by the time we say Jack, we have wasted all our active years and we don't have anything left. We will be left with regrets. Mihunyanka. Now so no wa kechiri. Esande e yusu life ubi bia da ya nyoma jenjan a ehu amban faso. But it is my prayer that as you listen to me, God will help you to number the days of your life. That is to bring you into awareness that your life is not your own. Today you have it, tomorrow you may lose it. Hallelujah. Tomorrow you may lose it. Your life may be taken away from you, and you will be faced with judgment. Number 3, Why must we number our days? Or why must you number your days? The word of God commands you to number your days because when you number your days, you will discover that your life on this earth is a contract. Hallelujah. Your life on this earth is a contract. Shall we read Job chapter 7 verse 1? Is there not an appointed time to man upon this earth? Hallelujah. Are not his days also like the days of a hiring or a laborer? You see, when you hire a laborer, when you hire any work, the work that you are have been employed in, you have terms and conditions, you have duration of your service. Even when it's a permanent job, you still will retire at a particular time. So our life, the reason why we should learn how to number the days of our life is because our life is like a contract. Every contract has what? An expiring date. Every contract has an expiring date. If you work with a particular company, one day will come that they need to bid you farewell. And our life is like that. A day will come that everybody will come and give you a farewell. Hallelujah. You will have to leave. And without realizing that your life is like a contract, you waste it on unnecessary things. Things that are not needed. Hallelujah. If you realize that your life is a contract and there is a day that you will give an account of the stewardship of the contract that God has given unto you, you remember that Jesus Christ spoke of a parable of a master who was traveling and gave out monies to his servants to work with. That is how our life is. God has given us that life and placed us on this earth with a mandate. Our mandate, we will give an account of our mandate. We will give an account of whatever we used our life for. So whatever move you make, whatever thing you do, do it because you know that you will account for everything that you are doing. So as an accountant, as a businessman, as an entrepreneur, whatever you do, know that God has placed you where you are because a day will come that you will give an account of your stewardship. Your life is like a contract with an expiring day, and every contract there is an appraisal. Every contract you need to, you know, abide by the terms and conditions of the contract. Like a laborer, you are hired for a particular time by day. So by day, that is how our lives are. And that is why you see people dying in day and night, because it is appointed for us to die once. We are here and definitely we will never be here forever. We are here for a period. But have you asked yourself, have you applied your heart to wisdom to know the purpose of which you were born, of which you are alive, of which you must live by? You have a purpose. And that is why it says that I may apply my heart unto wisdom. And you will never get the wisdom if you don't learn the beginning of the wisdom, which is the fear of the Lord. Hallelujah. Ephesians chapter 5. Verse 15 says that we should live our lives not as fools, but people who are wise. Hallelujah. And if we will be wise, we all know that the fear of the Lord is the beginning
beginning of wisdom. Hallelujah. So if we'll be able to apply our hearts unto wisdom, then we must first begin to seek God. We must first begin to bridge the gap between us and God. And how can we bridge the gap between us and God? So that there'll be a mediator for you as you are fulfilling, and as you are running your contract, the mediator will be there and be checking and be making sure that you are on the right path. You are on the right path, that the day that you are giving your steward, you have a mediator who will be there and say that, yes, this person accepted me and I died for this person. And yes, I know this voice, and this voice knows me. It says that I know the voice of my servant, and they also know my voice. Hallelujah. God, teach us to number the days, number our days, that we may apply our hearts unto wisdom. There is no wisdom that is much more important than giving your life to Christ. Because on the day that you have died, that you have to give an account, you need a mediator. And that mediator is Jesus Christ, the Son of the living God, who came to die for you. Oh, do not be like the servants who went to hit their talent, thinking that their master was wicked. God does not cherish in punishing you. God does not cherish in destroying you. That is why his Son came to die for you, because he wants you to apply your heart unto wisdom, so that you will know him, so that you come close to him, so that he will make you pure and holy, acceptable unto God, which is a living sacrifice. Hallelujah. God don't want you to perish, and that is the very reason why he wants you to come unto him. God commands you to number the days, your days, because Jesus numbered his days on earth, and he knew his time was limited. Hallelujah. Shall we read John chapter 4, verse 24? John chapter 4, verse 34. Jesus said unto them, my meat is to do the will of him that sent me, and to finish his work. So he knew that his time on earth was limited. Hallelujah. And he was focused on finishing his work. And as followers of Christ, we need to also focus on finishing our work. We need not to be, you know, detracted by the things of this world that is moving all around. Hallelujah. But we need to focus on Christ so that we will be able to achieve our purpose in life. Hallelujah. It's when we read John chapter 9, verse 4, it said, I must work the works of him that sent me whilst it is day. There is a day. Oh, there is a day. The day of your life is your active period. When you have life, when you are alive, when you can move, when you can talk, when you can do things, that is the time that you need to do the work of the one that have sent you, the work of the one that have commissioned you, the work of the one that have given you the talent and the energy and everything that you have. Oh God, teach us to number the days of our life. Hallelujah. Teach us, because there cometh night when no man can work. Oh, hallelujah. Your night is your death. Your night is the time that you cannot do anything. But whilst you are in your day, whilst you are in your day, what are you doing? Whilst you are in your day, what are you doing? Do you want to die in your sin? Do you want to die in your gossiping? Do you want to die in your destroying of families? Do you want to die in your stealing of government properties and the people's money? Do you want to die as a sinner, or you want to die in the Lord? And you can only do this when it is your day. And your day is when you have life. Look at how people are dying. You may not know when you are going. So whilst you have life, serve the Lord. Whilst you have life, give your life to Christ. Give your life to Him and abide under His will, so that when the night comes and you cannot walk, says in Him we live and move and have our being. He is our Redeemer, and He is the one who is our helper. Hallelujah. He is our mediator. In times of trouble, He's the one who will show the Father, look at this. I came to die for them. And you can only take advantage of His death whilst there is day. John chapter 9, verse 4. I must work the works of Him that sent me whilst it is day. The night cometh when no man can work. As long as I am in the world, I am the light of the world. May you be the light of the world, because we are the salt of the world. How salty are you, or you have lost your salt? May God help us to know how to number our days, so that we may apply our hearts unto wisdom. You don't know when you will go. But ask yourself, if you should go today, if you should die today, where are you going to be? If you should die today, are you going to be like the rich man who died and went to hell? Or you are going to be like the poor man who died and went to heaven? I know that because of our Lord Jesus Christ, who has made it easy for us to get unto the Father, you make it to heaven. By surrendering your life unto Him that is capable and able to save. Him that died to save you and me from condemnation. We need to give our life to Christ. Don't let your mind deceive you that you have more lives. Don't let your mind to deceive you that, oh, there is tomorrow. You may not have tomorrow, because anything can happen. You can die this very moment. You can die this very time, this very hour. But it is my desire that you will know Christ. You give your life to Christ, that you may be saved and you will escape the condemnation, hellfire, that awaits sinners who did not give their lives to Christ. Christ loves you, and that is the very reason why He came to die for you. God don't want to punish any of us, because He loves us, and with His own way has made it possible for us to be saved. Look to Jesus and be saved. Hallelujah. Beloved, you are listening to me and you want to give your life to Christ. I want you to stand on your feet. Stand on your feet. I will not ask you to come up here. Hallelujah. Close your eyes. Shall we all close our eyes? As they stand, pray a prayer and say, Daddy Lord, thank you for your death and thank you for dying for me. I'm a sinner, and I give my whole life unto you. I am prepared to lose my life for you. Take total dominion of my life. Rule and take control of my life. Become my Lord and personal Savior. And let me have a place in your kingdom. Pray this prayer in your own way, in your own words, and invite Him into your life. He will come into your life and dwell and be the king of your life. Shall we pray? Shall we pray with all of them? Father, we thank you for their lives. We thank you, O God, that they have realized that it is time for them to give their lives to you. They have responded to your call by the conviction of your Holy Spirit. Father, we pray, O God, that you forgive them their sins, O God. And, O God, make them your children as you have cleansed us and you have made us your children. Father, we thank you for their lives, O God, as they have repented and given their lives to you. Father, we redeem them, O God, by your blood in the mighty name of Jesus. Every detraction, everything, O God, that will prevent them from serving you well, we cancel it in the name of Jesus. Every demonic attacks, we destroy it in the mighty name of Jesus. Their worldly desires that is in their bodies, we cancel it in the mighty name of Jesus. We pray, oh God, that you liberate them from these sins, oh God. You liberate them. Every person that will still push them into their sins, we cancel and destroy the relationships in the name of Jesus. Amen. Beloved, thank you for responding to the call to give your life to Christ. You can reach us on the numbers that is scrolling on your screen, and we will respond to your call and be happy to mentor you to grow in Christ Jesus and all those who in your Christian life. God richly bless you, and I know that your life will never be the same. Shalom, peace, and love, and grace of God be unto you. Amen.